I should have known I was neurodivergent when I was like 10, thinking, why do people give in to peer pressure? Like, I still don't get it to this day. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I remember being a kid not getting it, because if people are pressuring you, and these are your friends trying to pressure you into doing something that you already said you don't want to do, why would you want to be friends with those people? Like, I'm sorry, but they clearly don't respect you or your boundaries.
There's a good chance that you're neurodivergent if growing up you were always the kid who had to question things. You were always asking, why? Why do we do things this way? Why are you doing that? That doesn't make sense. Why would I do that along with you? I don't want to be associated with that. Like, why? You probably were called out for your body language. And sometimes demand avoidance can save your life. Think about the middle school kid who they're hanging out with the cool kids. You just moved to a new school. One of the eighth graders comes to you and they're like, hey, we're gonna get high in the bathroom. You gotta come with us. We're gonna go smoke. And you know that your parents told you smoke is not a good thing. You know that you don't wanna do this. When you think for yourself and you don't allow groupthink to take over, you will question things. Why are we smoking? It's in the middle of the day. We have class in 10 minutes. I don't wanna do this. I don't think I wanna do this. We play sports afterwards. We're not supposed to be smoking or engaging in recreational substances. Now, if you're in my middle school class, they'd probably laugh at you for saying things like that. Oh, so you think you're better than everybody else? All right, cool. Well, we're gonna go get high and you can go do your homework. They'll bully you for how you think. They'll make fun of you for being a contrarian. And it's not that you're a contrarian, you just do things that make sense. And as I get older, I think to myself, we should let more neurodivergent people be in positions of power. However, if you're neurodivergent, you probably don't care about authority and you don't care about the social hierarchy. You just wanna be. You just want things to be the way that it makes sense. But if we had more neurodivergent people making rules, even in a neurotypical society, it would just make more sense. If we did things that made sense, and if we had explanations, and if we could justify the things that we did. The older I've gotten, I realized that a lot of us hold on to beliefs that are not really our beliefs. We've adopted our parents' beliefs. We've adopted the beliefs of the people around us. We've adopted beliefs out of default because we don't know what to believe yet. I think it's important for us to take a step back and to ask ourselves, why do we do what we do? And why do we believe the things that we believe? When you do this, you're gonna have a better understanding of yourself. And naturally, you will question things. And you probably won't deal with a lot of peer pressure. Not that you ever struggle with this in the first place.